tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried. I can't get no. I can't get no. When I'm riding around the world, and I'm doing this, and I'm signing that, and I'm trying to meet some girl who tell me, baby, better come back. And it is Thursday evening. Welcome to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. Excuse me. In the studio, we also have DJ Nooch. Nooch, how you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal, Sam. F.A. Nominal. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah? Doing good. March good Madness starts.
March again. Madness is going on
right
now.
There was a little break, and I was all going crazy for Madness, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In the first week, in the opening rounds, it's so much fun. The opening rounds.
This is the best.
Could be my favorite holiday next to my to Christmas.
I was going to say, it is probably my favorite time of the year, early March. March Madness, first, second round. Doesn't get much better than that.
It really does not. In March, I've already said this, but you weren't here. March is...
I want to apologize for missing last show. I missed you. I missed your sweet voice. I miss our camaraderie that we had, and just it wasn't the same, dude. I was sitting there on Thursday, and I actually listened in a little bit. So
no, you didn't. Don't lie.
I didn't. I was in Vegas. Right,
he was in Vegas having fun, but that's beside the point. I'm excited for this show. We have a great number of topics to talk about.
We do.
First, starting the Warriors beating, actually winning. We won. Post-trade of Monte Ellis, we win. We beat the New Orleans Hornets. I mean, can you call that a win?
Yeah, not doing so hot this year. But, hey, you know what? We'll take a win anyway, in any shape, form right now.
Yeah, right now.
Whoever, you know.
But do we want wins?
That brings... Yeah, yeah.
We will talk about it later. Great introduction, Sam. Anyway... we will also talk about the 49ers and Mario Manningham.
Niners. Got a kid.
Signing of him.
Don't you just love talking about the Niners?
I just love talking about the Niners. I can talk about the Niners.
I miss it. I really miss
24/7.
It.
24/7. And since Peyton Manning did not choose the San Francisco 49ers, unfortunately, he chose the Denver Broncos. Also have the signing of Alex Smith to talk about and his views on us pursuing Peyton Manning. And... thank God Alex Smith wasn't a little baby, because I thought he was. I thought he was going to be a little, oh, my God.
I didn't. Oh. We'll talk about it,
We'll talk about it. Definitely. I'm proud of Alex Smith.
Me too.
And I don't think I could have expected anything less. We will also talk about draft talk, because we already signed all of our free agents, so now it's all about draft talk, who we need to sign, who we need next year to improve the team. And then finally... last off, but certainly not least, we have the Sharks. And the Sharks are currently in 10th place.
God, dude.
2 places back of the playoff hunt with very few games left. NHL playoffs start April 11th. So they're right around the corner. Sharks need to step their game up. We'll get into that a little later also. Can't wait to talk about it. Stay tuned.
Power Hour.
This is the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to DJ Sam I Am and...
Ouch! Skirt.
Say told me why I should know. Too much candy gonna rot your soul. If she loves you, let her go. Cause love only gets you down. Take a look at a boy like me. Never stood on my own two feet. Now I'm blue as I can be. Told me what I should know. Too much candy gonna rot your soul. If she loves you, let her go. Cause love only gets you.
What's up, sweeties and swoons? This is your boy Nikki P from What's the Tea with Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu. What's the scoop? The latest gossip? The talk of the town? That's the tea, sweeties. My sidekick, DJ Motastic, and I are here to serve it up, hot, uncensored, and live to you every Tuesday from 2 to 4 on radio.dominican.edu. Sit back, relax, and grab your sugar cubes, because Nikki P and DJ Motastic are ready to make your Tuesdays a little classier. A touch of class with lots of sass. That's the tea with Nikki P. Tuesdays from 2 to 4 only on radio.dominican.edu.
Don't be alarmed, come in to me.
I'm down in London town to go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing on with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside, in the crowded lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing on with myself.
And welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam. I am in Nooch.
Nope.
Alrighty. So now we got to talk some Warriors. With their big 9-point win against the New Orleans Hornets last night. Last night. Great game.
Good win.
Player of the game by far goes to rookie Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson, no doubt.
Scored a game-high 27 points on 11 of 24 shooting. Chipped in with 5 rebounds and 5 assists. This is huge.
This is huge.
I love that Klay Thompson is actually performing and doing well. Because now he's actually getting playing time because Monte's gone.
Yep.
And they're throwing him in, and he has responded very well. This is his second game with 25 or higher since the trade.
That's the reason they made the trade, is because they felt that Klay Thompson was ready to step in, you know, ready to play significant minutes. And we needed a big man, so you know what? They said, all right, you know, Monte, we love you, but everyone's got time to go, and your time is now, you know? So Klay, I'm really proud of him that he stepped up, though, because, you know, they put a lot of pressure on him, trade Monte. They did. You know, that doesn't really get talked about that much, but that put a ton of weight on Klay's shoulders, and he's responded pretty well.
It's good that he responded well, because I was really worried. At the beginning of the year, he was in a whirlwind. He had no idea what the NBA hit him.
A little shaky, yeah.
Definitely. But he has definitely stepped it up. I'm very glad. Another key thing in this game is Jeremy Tyler starts. He got the first start of his career on Wednesday, and he really didn't do that bad. Warriors coach Mark Jackson, he played him in shorter bursts rather than keeping him on the court for long stretches.
Which is smart.
Yeah, definitely smart.
He's only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind.
He's 20 years old. He's been a prospect for, I feel like, a couple years now. He's been in our sights a couple years. So much upside on this kid. So much hype. And I love how Mark Jackson is kind of just keeping him short spurts, giving the kid confidence. Have him, oh, you had a great 5-minute spurt there. Boom. Now mentally the kid is saying, hey, I have a good 5 minutes. I'm going to go perform. I can easily perform another good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And just keep building off that.
Definitely.
And it's good to see different kind of strategies of what coaches are doing trying to develop their youth. Because in the past, when Warriors had good youth, I mean, they've always had good youth.
Yeah.
Years past, they've had so much good youth. Anthony Morrow, Anthony Randolph. I mean, so many good players.
Brandon Wright. That's so many potentially good players.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, but I think Mark Jackson, like you said, is doing a great job with Tyler and not kind of just throwing him to the wolves, or, you know, because McGuire was playing our five yesterday for a good part of the game, you know, and McGuire's like 6'10",
yeah,
6'9",
if that.
You know, and so
if that,
yeah, you know, so I mean, it's better than, you know, just because Jeremy Tyler's the tallest guy on our team, you know, doesn't mean that he's ready to play 38, 40 minutes a game, you know? And because of his age. So I think you're like what you're saying, you know, Mark Jackson kind of just giving, like you said, you explained that perfectly. 5 minutes, you know, you get confidence after that five. You feel like, I can go do that again. No problem, you know? So
exactly.
It's perfect. It's great, you know? It's a great point, Sam.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And big thing is Brandon Rush got hot again because he slowed down after the All-Star break. I mean, before the All-Star break, the dude was first place in
lighting
the league shooting, lighting it up.
Yeah.
And then he real cooled down, had a great game, scored 16 points in 30 minutes off the bench, including 4-for-7 from 3-point. That's why he's in there, 3-point. But he does a really good job. He's our 3-point specialist.
Mm-hmm.
But he's able to use that to advantage because he can slash. Yeah. People don't really know that he can actually get to the paint, finish it at the basket.
And he can take, I mean, not really take guys off the dribble, but he's able to shoot off the dribble, you know?
Yeah.
There's only a few guys on our teams that are able to shoot off the dribble, you know?
And Monte was the very few of them.
Monte was the best. But, you know, especially with Curry being out, we really only have dudes that can shoot off the dribble. Brandon Rush, Klay Thompson, and, I mean, Richard Jefferson now, you know? But Brandon Wright, great shooter, not really able to create his own shot or, like, shoot off the dribble. He's more – he's a post-up dude, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Post-up, three-point line, hit the ball, shoot it, you know? And so is Brandon Rush, but Brandon Rush is able to put the ball in the court, take it, you know, maybe shake one dude and pull up, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's – very, very useful right now because we don't have many guys that can do that, you know?
And speaking of Curry – the Warriors still have not addressed his situation or how they're going to do it. So,
I personally, they're going to sit him for the rest of the year, which, in my opinion, is the right move.
They need to.
Does he need to progress? No.
If they do not sit Steph Curry for the rest of the year, I don't know if I will be sane any longer because
it would go against everything that the owners are like. Just would just throw such mixed messages, you know, from the very beginning of the year. Like, you know, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to do everything we can to make the playoffs and then trade our best player, which shows obviously we're thinking about the future because the trade was is a future move.
Getting picks. That's
picks and we get a big man. You know? Which is great. But if we brought back Curry.
And the big man isn't even playing now.
That's what I'm saying.
It's even more inference saying that, hey, we're going to wait this one out, this year out. Yeah. It's a short season. Who gives a crap about this season?
Yeah.
And next season, go on.
So what I was saying, though, was, you know, so we do that saying that, okay, we're putting this season on the back burner, you know, we're looking to the future. And if you brought back Curry, that's almost be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we're still in this trying to make BS, you know.
BS.
This season, we're not making the playoffs. That's the bottom line. So bringing back Curry would just be... That would really convince me that I have no idea what our owners or what our front office is thinking, you know, or what our coaches. That would just really, it'd be mind-bottling for me.
Yeah, just trapping your mind in a bottle. The Warriors general manager, Larry Riley, said on Wednesday that the team staff and medical team will huddle up this weekend and discuss and analyze Curry's situation.
Which... I mean,
like I said, analyze. You can't really. There's not much of analyzing. He's our future star. We're not making the playoffs. Sit him for another month.
Let him get healthy.
Sit him for another month, and it's chill.
No point to bring him out there and make him play through some pain. Have the possibility of him getting hurt again because if he gets hurt long term, we're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I don't care if we got Bogut and Klay Thompson. We're done.
And one more quick note on a quick free agency note for the Warriors. They were hoping to get Kings forward J.J. Hickson.
That would have been nice.
Who cleared waivers, who's a big power forward, who would be very nice. He's a very young, talented kid.
Yep.
That would have been good.
That would have been very nice.
But he unfortunately signed with the Portland Trail Blazers.
Do the Trailblazers just have a worse record than us? Don't they have to? Isn't that how waivers works?
I'm not sure.
I think it's, you know, if the teams with the worst record in that order have priority on waivers.
Then, no, Portland's definitely in the playoff run.
No, they just fired their coach. I think that they're around the same.
But LaMarcus Aldridge was an all-star.
Yeah, I know, but that does not mean that they're doing that hot right now. We'll look it up on the break.
Yeah, definitely. Well, actually, we'll take a break right now. We'll have a quick break. Get back to you guys with some 49er talk, signing of Mario Manningham, signing of Alex Smith, what the Niners are looking for in the draft, and we have a nice little upcoming alert, so stay tuned at the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam Iamanuch.
Yo.
Thank you. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it, while I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Oh boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me tonight.
You got it, flown it, boy, I know you want it. While I turn around you, watch me check up on it.
You watching me shake it, I see it in your face. You can't take it, it's blazing. You watch me in amazement. You can look at it as long as you don't grab it. If you don't go bragging, I'ma let you have it. You think that I'm teasing, but I ain't got no reason. I'm sure that I can please you, but first I gotta read you.
Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me tonight. Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me.
Taste it, but I'm gonna make you chase it. Got to be patient. I like my men patient. More patient, you'll take mine. Get you in more places. You can't be abrasive. Have to know the pace. I let you get up on it.
Gotta make a promise
that you gon' put it on me. Like no one's put it on me. Don't bore me, just show me. I'm in top, but don't please.
I can be a tease,
but I really wanna please you.
Ooh, boy, you looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let them check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me tonight. Ooh, boy, you looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let them check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me tonight.
I'm checking on your voodoo, what you doing. While you dance, I'ma glance at this beautiful view. You keep my hands in my pants, I need to glue them with glue. I'm in a trance, all eyes on you and your crew. Me and my mans don't dance, but the feel y'all bump and grind. It won't hurt if you gon' try one time. They all hot, but let me see, this one's mine. It's Slim Thugger and DC out of H-Time.
Ooh, boy, you looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let them check up on it. Watch it while you check up on it. If it pop it, talk it, stop it, check.
DJ Lucky, and I am taking over Loose Lips. So if you just can't get enough of celebrity gossip, or your man cheated and you want to argue about it, tune in to the jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips, where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.
You make this harder.
Here at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. This is DJ Sam I Am. And next to me, Jesus, the music is
the man, the myth, the legend.
And next to me is DJ Nooch. Nooch, how are you?
Just doing great.
We've been having some fun in the studio.
We have.
Running around. Looking at videos, laughing, chuckling.
A lot of chuckling going on.
Yeah, a lot of chuckling. He makes me chuckle.
It's good stuff.
So right into 49er Talk, we have...
Best time of the show.
Yes, it's one of my favorites by far.
It is, absolutely, hands down.
I definitely enjoy it. The 49ers sign...
God, I love this.
Mario Manningham, wide receiver, who actually, if anyone remembers...
If anyone cares to remember.
Killed the Niners on a great third down catch down the sideline, keeping his 2 feet in. Yeah, that was that guy. Well, he is
Can't
now.
Can't beat him, join him.
He is now 49er, and he emphasized how much he really wanted to come to the Bay.
He did.
I mean, who doesn't? Peyton Manning, but I mean, who doesn't want to come to the
Peyton,
Bay?
Peyton.
You know, like, if I am a free agent or if I'm a player in the NFL, I'm wanting to come play for San Francisco.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Look at our jerseys. Our jerseys are dope.
Our defense is just beyond ridiculous. Like
our coach is going to be the greatest coach in the NFL in a couple years.
Bold statement, but I like it. Harbaugh would love that statement.
Well, of course he would.
We're gonna have a new stadium in 2 years. We got a good owner, finally. I mean, we got great fans. why wouldn't, I mean, I was just so blown away, especially with Mario Manningham coming in and signing. You know, we just took our receiving core from, you know, people saying, oh man, I don't know about this receiving core, to, okay, here we go. Randy Moss, Mario Manningham, Crabtree.
Vernon Davis,
Delanie exactly. Walker.
Delanie Walker. Dude, and then we haven't even talked about the NFL draft. That's coming up. We haven't even talked about that. I mean, the Manningham's contract is expected to be similar in breakdown to it's around 3 years, $12 million, around the same as Brandon Lloyd's, who just signed with this New England Patriots, which is a huge... I wanted Brandon Lloyd back. I miss Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah, he's good. But you know what? I think Mario Manningham will be just fine. I think that Brandon Lloyd, he'll be really good in New England. So yeah. I think it worked out for both players, for both teams. Hard to complain.
Brandon Lloyd, I just remember Brandon Lloyd. Every single game I watched the Niners when Brandon Lloyd was a Niner.
He'd make a sick catch.
He would make an absolute impossible catch. And I'd be like, okay, why am I not seeing these on top plays week?
I know.
Because this guy was making, getting on toe touches around the sideline.
One-handers.
Handers behind the back, one-handed. He just jumps over a guy. I don't know. He was just doing.
He'd make ridiculous catches every week.
And I just didn't understand why. And he was just so young. I loved it. He was my favorite player.
Yeah, he was sick.
I mean, anytime I went out to play catch with friends or my daddy. I would, or my daddy, or my daddy, I would always be like, Brandon Lloyd, and then just try to do a diving catch,
one-handed.
Yeah.
It was
a lot of fun.
But Mario Manningham, good signing.
Manningham was interviewed, and he said, he was asked why he wanted to come to San Francisco.
He said, why wouldn't you want to come with the Niners?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I would have replied, but he replied saying that... that Peyton Manning did not have anything to do with it. Yeah, he heard that Peyton Manning was considering going there, but he said that had nothing to do with it because what he liked about it, in all honesty, was his defense. I mean, he spoke highly of San Francisco's defense, which he had to face twice last season.
Yeah.
So, I mean... And
he knows from firsthand experience how good that defense is.
He said this, quote, "They swarm. They hit you. They cover you. They've got the best linebacking corps in the league, if not the best at the top, and athletic defensive backs. The D-line, they're all real good. It's a great defense out there," end quote.
Great defense out there.
I mean, anybody who watches a 49ers football game knows that our defense is the best I want to say it's the best in the league. Even though everyone's going to say, oh, the Steelers or Ravens, but yeah, they were good. But look at just look at our team.
I know. I mean,
look at from
not only was our defense just ridiculously good last year, but we're going to have an entire offseason with the same guys to get better. I mean, it's really sky's the limit how good we can be, you know?
Another free. Yeah, no, it really is. The greatest part is we just re-signed really every single person. Almost.
Carlos Rogers.
Carlos Rogers.
We're able to sign
Ahmad Brooks.
And Rogers. And Smith. And Manningham. And Moss. And Ginn. Now we just... I mean, I just kind of broke your news, but...
It's okay.
Yeah, the Niners just signed Ginn to...
Hold on. This just in. Ted Ginn just signs a key deal to the 49ers.
Sorry, Sam. I just blew
it's okay.
One for you, but...
But...
we're able to sign all those guys, and we're still under the cap, which is pretty ridiculous. I mean, there is no way that I thought that the Niners and Goldston, because we're able to franchise tag, so we pretty much got everyone back, you know, which not a lot of people thought that we could do. But you know what? Got to get props to Trent Baalke, Jed Leork, Harbaugh. Man, they made it happen, and I am extremely grateful because, I mean, they know, you know. What the Niner fans have been through the past 10 years, and it has not been good, you know? So yeah. I'm just really stoked that they're, you know, this shows commitment, you know, that we're ready. I mean, we're here to win. We're here to
moving
win
in the right
Bowl,
direction.
You know?
We're moving in the directions to the Niners in the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
And with Joe Montana, with Steve Young.
Just brilliant, dude. Oh, wow.
So, well, let's talk about Alex Smith.
Let's talk it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about the maturity of Alex.
You want to talk about his deal first?
Yeah. Okay. Deal first is he signed a 3-year, $24 million contract.
$9 million guaranteed.
Yes, $9 million guaranteed. And the total money available to Smith in his contract did not change from the 49ers' initial offer several weeks ago.
What did change was he went from $8 million guaranteed to $9 million. That was the change.
Exactly. The change was the $1 million in guaranteed money.
Guaranteed money.
Yeah. And that's only for the 1 year. It's only for the first year.
Yeah.
So Smith said on Wednesday that coach Jim Harbaugh and general manager Trent Baalke.
Harbaugh. We've gone over this a billion times, Sammy. Let's get it straight, dude.
I think you're just not you're just not hearing me well. I'm pronouncing it right. I'm just saying it so fast. No. Or I think it's my German accent. That
it might be your German. I think it's a German.
I think
accent.
It's my because I can't say it. I don't think I Jim Harbaugh.
There you go, Harbaugh. There's no Harbaugh.
Dude, it's the German accent. Cause it has.
I know. I let it slide sometimes, but I just
because I'm not pronouncing good. It's in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
You know,
it's a German.
It's a German in me.
That's great.
So the coach and general manager informed him last week of the club interest in free agent Peyton Manning. So we all remember that Peyton Manning wanted to go to the 49ers. And because of that, Alex Smith seemed like he got a little butthurt.
It appeared that he would.
So he took the next flight over to Miami to go meet with the Dolphins. But in reality, he said in an interview, he was like, yeah, I just wanted to see the city. He's like, it gave me an excuse to see the Miami. I love the city. It was fun.
Yeah, I've never been to South Beach before. Thought it would be a good way to see the city.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, all right, well.
Let's just say Alex Smith, for everything that went down, handled everything. I mean, he had the right to go to the Dolphins, you know? You're a free agent. You can go do whatever you want, you know? The fact of the matter was the deal was on the table. He wanted to be back with the Niners. I think he wasn't trying to spite the Niners, but he's just saying, okay, well, I'm going to go see what my value is. You know, I'm going to see how much I can get from the Dolphins. The Dolphins weren't going to offer him nearly as much as the Niners did. So all said and done, he said, okay, I'll be back with the Niners. I love the team. That's where I want to be. He made it happen. He was extremely professional about it, you know? I mean, you couldn't ask the guy to handle the situation better. And that's, I mean, Alex Smith is, I think, with one thing Harbaugh has really taught him. I mean, not to say that he wasn't professional before, but Alex Smith has gone through so much in the NFL that, I mean, he is the definition of professional. And you got to give him, I mean, I got a ton of love for Alex Smith for that, you know, because he could have been a huge crybaby, you know.
He's going to be rewarded. He's going to be rewarded.
Yeah.
If he was a wide receiver, he is all over the news because of him whining and crying that he needs a bigger deal.
Exactly.
This is what I love. In the interview, Alex Smith said he said this literally 100 times, I felt like, saying how much this was his first decision. Like, this was his one place that he wanted to be at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything that we were saying. Smart. Why not come to the Bay? I mean, best team. Anyway. My favorite part was he mentioned how he loved the process on what the GM and how Jim Harbaugh approached the situation.
Yeah.
And how he said they were 100% completely honest in every single aspect of this whole process. And that really hit me because I thought, you know what? And that is dope because, you know, the first minute after they talked to Peyton Manning, Alex Smith knew.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith knew. And that's why Alex Smith had the time to go to Miami, because he had the time to, because the Niners were honest with him at the very beginning, told him what's up, told him this is the business aspect. The offer's still on the table, bro. You can still take the offer.
And offer was on the table the whole time.
The whole time. Exactly.
So, I mean, it really goes to show you how professional the 49ers organization is, you know. And that's one thing that I think, you know, the organization reflects the players reflect the organization, you know. And just from both sides, just extremely professional about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Extremely. And I couldn't be happier with the way that, you know, the Niners handled the situation. The way that Smith handled the situation. Even Manning said, I love Harbaugh. I could have easily seen myself going to the Niners,
it,
you know?
It,
like,
it's good to see too. This is what championship organizations do. You know, they keep
I almost feel like we're heading in the way of the New England Patriots.
I was just gonna
the West Coast.
Oh my god, he just read my brain, folks. You just read my brain. Yeah, my mind, dude. I was just gonna say. I mean, just like it would be just like New England Patriots news, you know, just complete calmness in the whole organization, knowing what's up. I thought all hell was going to break loose. Alex Smith was going to start yelling, crying for more money, saying, no, I need a big term contract now that you guys want it paid, Manning. Bit his tongue, loved it.
And one thing I loved about the whole Manning situation, the whole Smith situation, everything is that the Niners keep everything in house. You know, you do not, when the whole Manning situation was going on, you did not see Harbaugh or Trent Baalke out there on TV tweeting 24/7 like John Elway, like, oh, please, we need, you know, I love this, great. And, you know, the Niners were able to fly to North Carolina, work out Peyton Manning at Duke University, and not have the media know about it for 3 days.
Have no one know about it.
Nobody know. I mean, that is so, like, and just everything. There are no negotiations with Smith. Everything was in-house, and that's what, I mean, that's the way you do it. That is the way you do it, you know?
To me, that's the coolest thing in the world.
Worked out
that
Peyton Manning.
We can work out Peyton Manning and have literally no one know until 3 days after.
Even ESPN was like, how did they pull this off? We had someone at Manning's house 24/7. How did they make this happen? You know? Nobody knew how it happened.
Tricky Jim
went out there, worked him out. I mean, it's just so, like I said, pure professional. You know? Gotta love it. Just gotta love it being a Niner fan.
It's fun.
It's phenomenal. With
so
capital F.
Now with free agent talk done, because we have so many free. Basically, the only person we lost, the two people who we lost on free agents, are Adam Snyder, right guard, Shante Spencer. We released him. He was too old.
Too old.
Big whoop. Not a big deal.
Especially with Adam Snyder, was a good lineman. But that being said, and he was also good in the locker room, good locker room guy. But that being said, you look at it with the rest of our line, he was the most expendable player on our line, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, sure, we lost him, but
time to draft one.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it the guard plays inside or tackles outside? Or
guard is inside.
Okay. A guard is way less important than a tackle,
yep.
You know? So we'll be able to replace him. I'm not going to say with ease, but it's going to be a lot easier than if we would have lost Joe Staley. You know, if we lost Joe, that would be devastating, you know? So.
Exactly. Well, good 49er talk. We will take a short break, get into some Sharks. We have a lot of talk about Sharks need to start winning, need to start waking up, taking their hockey sticks, pulling them out of their behinds.
And
start winning games. We'll get into it more. I'm pretty heated. Nooch is pretty heated.
We're heated here.
You better stay tuned. This is the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. DJ Sam, I am, and Nooch.
Scar.
Reaching over our heads, we keep trying to find another view. One over the other, my shoulder is through. I feel all your movements, only when I feel my own. When we follow our consciences, we allow ourselves to go. Doom, da-da-dee-da-dee, doom, da-da-dee-da-dee.
Gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today. Any way you want to, any way you've got to. Love me. Fun.
Fans, the Santa Fe Pacifics are here, and single game tickets go on sale April 15th. Pro baseball for as low as $10. So come on down to Albert Park and do the wave.
DJ Sam, I am,
and Nuge
by Nuge at radio.dominican.edu. That was fun. I just want to try that. All right, welcome back.
Great intro.
It's radio.dominican.edu. So, quick Sharks talk for everyone out there. The Sharks are currently in 10th place. You need to be in 8th place to make the playoffs, okay? We had talked about the Sharks on March, I believe. Maybe it wasn't March. It was very early in the semester, one of our second shows.
Mm-hmm.
The Sharks were in second place.
I know.
Saying we were saying, oh, it's chill.
Playoffs.
Let's just talk about the Sharks so they make the playoffs because they're just going to scrape everyone in the league. As soon as I thought that, we might have just jinxed them. I think we did. Okay, well, we just unjinxed them. We're talking about them today. They really are just, I mean, they're working hard on the ice, but it's mindless work. You know, it's working without a purpose. You're working. Yeah, you're sweating.
John Delano, that's a great point.
Yeah, I see. Oh, look, you're sweating and you're panting, but you're not working toward the goal.
Not working efficiently.
Exactly.
And another, my biggest beef with the Sharks right now is that it's just all meant for me. What I see is we go in a game and we score a goal. 30 seconds later on the next shift, they score. That's happened five times in the past six games.
That's DU
that
soccer
we've, that
right
we've
there.
Been scored on, that the Sharks have been scored on, within a minute after they score.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Five times in the past six games. That cannot happen if you want any chance of making the playoffs, you know? And to me, that's mental. That's mental breakdown.
Completely,
you know?
Mental. So the Sharks, I'll give you the breakdown is the Sharks, they're 2 games back with 9 games to play, okay? They have games. They have 2 more than Colorado and 1 more than Phoenix. And those are the 2 teams in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more games to win to beat them. We have three more games. So yeah. Hypothetically speaking, we should do this. But it's just on the ice, no one can we just can't perform. We can't do anything. It's really not fun.
It's really, I honestly haven't even been watching full Sharks games lately because it's just too frustrating. Kay. They're just playing like basura right now.
If you went through our lineup and picked games that we should have won, saying teams with a lesser record than the Sharks, if you went through their schedule and picked out the games that we played and we should have won, it would have been a very conservative estimate of about 16-9, okay? Mm-hmm. Guess where that puts us?
Second place.
Second place in the league, ahead of Vancouver, within reach of St. Louis, which is the best team in the NHL right now,
mm-hmm.
who just will not give up goals. They have, like, the most shutouts, I believe.
Really?
It's really amazing that the 17 losses over that we've played in the past month and a half have all been teams with a lesser record than us. Calgary, Tampa Bay, Carolina, Columbus, Minnesota, Buffalo, Edmonton, Calgary, Anaheim. We lost to Anaheim at home the other night.
Which really bugs me because Anaheim and the Sharks, that's a rivalry, you know?
It's a rivalry, and it's a rivalry where right now Anaheim is really, really bad. So
And not only
to lose to them just hurts.
That game the other night, I forget which team. It's like Phoenix. We're behind a couple, but we're playing a game where we're playing that day, and none of the other teams in our conference were playing other than us and the Ducks that night, right?
Yeah.
So if we would have won that game, that would have put us from 10th all the way to like 6th place or 5th place if we would have won that game the other night. And instead, the Sharks go out and lose like 5-3 at home to the Ducks, to the struggling Ducks. To me, that was just like, you know, like even after all the bad losses that they've had in the past month and a half, to win that game would have almost like put those losses in the past, you know? But instead we lose that game and put us all the way to 10th place. It's like, come on, you know?
It's like the Sharks are just waiting and waiting and waiting until
the time's running out.
Until the time where it's you need to go on a 6-game win streak or a 5-game win streak to even come close. And you still need help. You know, we're waiting for that moment where it's the moment is now.
I know.
Okay? That's what the Sharks need to try to realize.
I've been waiting for the Sharks to catch fire the whole second half, you know?
Honestly.
And I'm hoping.
I do not know what I will do if I see NHL playoffs on and the Sharks aren't playing. Yeah. I don't know what I'll do. I really don't.
Am I not going to grow a beard? I want to grow a beard.
I don't know. I don't know.
I have a beard,
do.
But I want to grow an even better beard.
I just got a lot of anxiety, so I think we should stop the show. I got a lot of anxiety about the Sharks not making the playoffs. I'm sorry. Anyway, we will get back to you guys next week, Thursday at 6, right here at radio.dominican.edu. Again, this is DJ Sam I Am and Nooch.
Scar.
At the Power Hour. Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Words of wisdom.
See ya.
Simple light or loathing, there's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation. It's so pure, so strong, though I do admit it came on fast. Still, I do believe that it can last, and I will be loved.